Hi, this is Tom Ruger, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
This is GeekCast Radio, episode 302. That's right, folks, 302. I'm, of course, Chief General Mike. And joining me once again for the second time, not in a row, but for the second time in recent times, is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And today we are doing a mashup. We're getting the potatoes out. We're scrunching them down and mashing them together. So you want to... This is your idea, so you want to give the background on this?
So, basically, the idea here is...
To help you out, I made a top 10 list of things to make you more attractive for your... for your sex symbol husband.
Uh-oh. You got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid. There you go.
And your wallet.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
It's this guy that mashed up a bunch of various movies or TV shows, mm-hmm. creating basically like a 80s, 90s mix-up.
Yeah.
And in doing so, they have created, I guess?
Yeah, they've created memes out of 80s and 90s movies, and we are going to be talking about 4, 7, 9, something like that. It's like 10 images or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I've got them all in alphabetical order because that's just how I roll when I label things and whatever else. So you found this and so you were in, so, like,
I was laughing about it.
Well, yeah, but and I am too. But you and I, you know, obviously we've been doing this for X number of years. We've been best friends for X number of years. You are in a lot of Facebook groups that I am not in, and you send me some stuff sometimes, and it's like, oh my God, where did he find that?
But it's funny. Like,
no, it is. It's absolutely hilarious.
I mean, I consider myself an 80s kid, even though I primarily grew up in the 90s. I did grow up with a lot of 80s properties. I love 80s movies. I love the 80s synth sound. I love like a lot of the animation that came out of the 80s. And... so I kind of like this bridge between the two. And so when I found this, like I'm a member of this group and it's like the, this one, I don't know how I came across it. It's like, grew up in the 80s and the 90s. And I was like, okay, that's kind of me. And so this guy did some photoshops, these meme photoshops, mixing different movies. You know, like they have one of Back to the Future and the Golden Girls, and it's Blanche to the Future.
Oh, why didn't you put that in the? Oh, dude, like, wow, like I'm looking at this. Yeah, like okay, absolutely. Not all the Golden Girls could fit in the time machine, but. Yeah, that's awesome.
But it's funny. They've got, you know, these different, you know, they use the imagery of, you know, the houses and then the fonts of whatever it may be, you know, and then you've got, you know, Crocodile Dundee. Ferris Bueller's Face Off. You know, I mean, so there's a ton of these little meme things, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtlenecks.
Yeah, I mean,
the turtlenecks one's goofy as all get up, but I was having fun looking at all of these because it's a lot of it's play on words.
Yeah, it is. Like, but why didn't you send me more of these? Like, I said right before we started this recording, oh, we're not going to talk about this for long. We're just going to, you know, go. You know, I kind of wrote down of the 9 or 10 that we have.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of wrote down what, because the whole thing was when you said it to me was like, oh, let's do this and let's try to figure out what those movies would be. Hence why I made the list.
Well,
and
they I mean, there's a ton of them. They have like Vin Diesel, and they have, you know, Tony Hulk.
Yep. Which we will talk about later.
The Bounty Hunter.
With Bounty Paper Towel.
You know.
Sears. Oh, God. That's so 80s.
What, the Casio?
No, Sears.
Oh.
Instead of Cheers, Sears. Yeah.
Then they have Step by Step Brothers.
Yep.
Yep.
The only one that
Lisa's Revenge.
Yep. The only one I don't like is because it doesn't add anything to it other than putting a football player in there is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, I think that's like, funny.
I don't know.
Or
Stranger Rings.
Yes, Stranger Rings. Precious, yes.
Spider-Man, Home Alone.
Home Alone, yeah, I saw that one, yeah. I think Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think it would have been better if they used a different Harrison Ford movie. Patriot Games, and you could put Tom Brady or whoever from the Patriots on there with Ferris in like a Bill Belichick Patriots coach. That would have been better. I don't know. It is what it is. So, yeah, so we have all these cool things and we're going to talk about them. And like I said, I was trying to come up with like little things of what the, like, what would the movie be about? Like, what, you know, like Alan Wonderland. It's basically Al Bundy in Wonderland.
Well, yeah. And Al, he's already kind of in Wonderland anyway. He's got a bunch of weirdos in his town. And, you know, he's kind of playing this dude that's just, you know, working basic crap job. And so, yeah, the Al in Wonderland, I think it's funny that they put Peg as the Mad Hatter.
Well, she kind of is the Mad Hatter.
And then he's got this confused look on his face like, what?
Yep.
And the dog is like the stoner cat.
Yep. Yeah, the dog is, what's the damn cat? The Cheshire cat. Yep. Yeah, the Cheshire dog.
But I mean,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know, like some of the ingenuity that goes into these is humorous as all get up.
I can see
this being something, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Alan Wonderland, what I wrote down was Al just wants to get back home to drink beer, watch football, and stick his hand down his pants, but he's stuck in Wonderland.
That's one beer too many.
Yeah, absolutely.
He must have smelled a bad shoe.
Exactly. And even though they aren't twins, I was thinking with Al in Wonderland, between Jefferson and Steve, who would be Tweedledee and who would be Tweedledum? Because if you think about it, Jefferson Darcy and Steve Rhodes, who were both Marcy's husbands, they were both kind of crazy push. They were more pushover characters than anything else in the show.
Which,
like,
one lasted the longest? I can't remember.
I believe it was Jefferson,
I think Steve character lasted like a season.
Yeah. So I would have to look that up. But yeah, Al in Wonderland. I don't see Peg as the Mad Hatter. I see Kelly and Bud as the Mad Hatter and the March Hare. I see Peg as the evil queen. That would be the hello. Peggy always wanted to do, you know, whatever.
Well, I could see her being the Mad Hatter. I could see the neighbor being the queen.
Oh, Marcy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Being the crazy, you know, dictator of the neighborhood.
So, okay, David Garrison and Ted McGinley. Steve Rhodes, played by David Garrison, 1987 and 1990, 92, 93, 95, and 2002. Ted McGinley as Jefferson Darcy, 1989, 1991 to 1997. So I guess they had almost equal time? So, Jefferson has more.
It's weird, though, that they had an overlap.
Yeah, yeah, 89, yeah, 87 to 90, and then, that is weird.
That, interesting. Yeah, I thought that they wrote one out, but apparently they must not have.
Well, I swear, didn't they kill Steve off? I thought so. I got to go back and watch Married with Children. I know it's not a show anyone should watch in 2022 because of the time that it was made in.
Oh,
but
who cares? Like, it's
no. I know, but I'm just saying, like,
the product of its time. It's like saying, no, like, you know, are you offended by South Park or The Simpsons?
Oh man. All right, so next up we have Boy Meets Jurassic World.
See, here I'm now by myself talking to myself. That's chaos there.
Well, I am shocked and dismayed. Well, now you can't be both. You be shocked, I'll be dismayed.
I see Corey and Sean getting into trouble with the dinosaurs. Accidentally turning off the dinosaur cage.
Yeah.
And then I see Feeny being the one, you know, I think it's funny that they have Mr. Turner on the picture too, and Topanga and Eric. And they also have
Jeff Goldblum.
So,
well, you got to have one cast member from the other side of the mashup.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah,
and that's the one to have.
Well, they have the dinosaur there.
Okay,
but he's the one I would equate with Jurassic Park for sure.
No, absolutely.
He's a great actor. But what I find funny is I could see a raptor cornering Eric and then him yelling, Feeny! Like, you know, and then Feeny, you know, trying to talk the dinosaur away. And then Mr. Turner, like, trying to chase it off with a motorcycle. But
well, that
and then ending up as, you know, food. But as sad as that is. But I don't know. I as horrible as this one is of a mashup, it has me probably the most intrigued. Because you have Mr. Squirrels.
Yep, versus dinosaurs.
And you kind of think about it, you know, the raptor's coming after them, and he's like, get them! You know, and sends his little squirrel army after them.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's the most absurd, but it's the funniest sounding one.
Yeah, absolutely it is. There is one in here that I just don't... I mean, I get the reference, but I don't understand what it, like, what the, okay, so I'm just going to skip right to it. Casio for 1996's Casino. I remember the movie Casino. I understand the reference that they're making here with the Casio, but I don't know how, like, okay, everybody in the casino is going to be using Casio products. That's not really, like... It's a nice little picture. It's a nice little whatever, but I don't see a movie coming out of this. Because like we said about Boy Meets Jurassic World, you have to have something for one side to do with the other side. Like Corey and Feeny and everybody versus dinosaurs.
Well,
that makes sense.
Casio. I mean, I haven't seen the movie Casino, so I have no idea the reference.
Yeah, so Casino was I believe it was 1996, and it was like one of these action type movies. Why don't we talk about Breakfast Fight Club while I do some casino research here?
Breakfast Fight Club. That one was kind of ingenuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from a few others that I saw in there, because you have the Breakfast Club and then you have Brad Pitt for Fight Club.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all you need is Brad Pitt for Fight Club. I mean, and it, the way I wrote it out was, it was something like, what did I say? I said, The Breakfast Club versus Vernon and Brad Pitt. But you can't talk about The Breakfast Fight Club.
So in reality, they beat the principal to a pulp to get out of detention.
Pretty much, yeah.
What happened to him? We don't talk about it.
Yeah, we don't. We don't talk about what happened that Saturday afternoon. I think one of my favorites, and it's not just because the season 5 is coming, but one of my favorites is Cobra Pie. And before I realized, like, I understand why, like, but I didn't really look at, like, I saw the title and I'm like, oh, cool, I have a line. Cobra Pie, but with pies instead of martial arts. Except for the fact that I went back and I looked at the image again and I'm like, what the fuck is Jim, what's his name, Eugene Levy and all. And then I realized, oh, shit, it's
Cobra. American Pie.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But it's oh, my God.
It's a great yeah. Swap there.
Yep. Crocodile Bundy, you mentioned this earlier.
I don't know. I kind of like that because it's pretty funny.
Have you seen the original and the sequel film?
I haven't seen the sequel. I saw the original film a long time ago. I probably should rewatch it for a future studio.
Yep, we're going to do that. The original film is the Sue character going to Australia, and she meets up with Mick Dundee, played by Paul Hogan, who is this, you know, guy. And she basically takes him back to... She spends the time in Australia. She spends the time in Australia in the first film. And the second film, I believe, he goes to the city. Something. There's some sort of switcheroo where she goes to Australia and either brings him back to the city. Yeah, she brings him back to the city in the first film. And in the second film, I think she goes to Australia and stays or something. I don't know. But I don't know how this would work because Crocodile Dundee, the image, has all four main cast members and the dog of Married with Children. Obviously, Al would be Crocodile Dundee. I guess Peg technically could be Sue. But there were no kids in those movies. So I don't know what the hell, Killian. But, like, that's the thing. Like, I haven't seen these movies in forever, so I have to go back. I mean, obviously, you hear Crocodile Dundee, you're like, oh, I remember that, and then you realize you really don't.
It's where Al makes shoes out of crocodiles and sells them to women.
Oh, boy.
No, one of the comments on this particular picture, somebody wrote, Al would have definitely fed Peg and the kids to the alligators.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
He would or dreamed of it, because he had a lot of dreams where he dreamed of, like, something unsavory happening.
Oh, God, I forgot. Crocodile Dundee has 3 films. Oh, my God.
I thought it did.
Yeah, it's got the original from 86, the sequel in 88, and then In Los Angeles was done in 2001, so just over 20 years ago. Yeah, damn. Oh, man. Yeah, so, all right, up next, going off of the Bundys, I think this would be amazing. I want to see this. I know they'll never make this, but again, films we definitely have to cover in, like, I love this, the original movie, but Ferris Bueller's Face Off. Now, we covered Ferris Bueller a long-ass time ago over on Movie Week in Review. I am pretty damn sure that we have never covered Nicolas Cage, John Travolta Face Off on any podcast. And we're going to have to do, like, we're going to have to do a double feature, Ferris Bueller's Face Off. Like, we're just going to have to watch.
That's what we should do. We should do some of these, like, watch them back to back and say which one we like better.
Yep. especially with some of the easy ones like this. They are each one movie. There is no universe. There is no
series.
Like seven. Yeah, there's no series. There's no seven sequels. They are each their one off. Up next in my photos is Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the more I think about it, the more I don't like it. And the only thing I wrote down was archaeological football. What the? Like, that's all I can think of is them trying to
Indiana Jones. Teaching football. Getting the legendary pigskin from the 1300s.
And then we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle next. I mean, the only thing I can think of is you take the original movie and set it in winter. Like, you know, have it be, you know, snow and sleet and slush and whatever.
No, you have it as a four camera, one of those sitcoms.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do it as Cheers. You have all four of them going into the sewer, and then, you know, Master Splinter's there, you know, running the show, and random other people just kind of show up, you know, Baxter Stockman and all these other guys. And, you know, they're just in turtlenecks, you know, because they work day jobs.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks anything different, you know. Nobody cares that it's a rat that owns the place and a bunch of turtles that just happen to talk.
That wear turtleneck sweaters all the time.
Hey, where's your shell? It's under my turtleneck.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, that works. And then finally I have Tony Hulk. What I wrote down was Tony Hulk's pro skater making his way through the WWF with a skateboard. Brother.
Brother.
Yeah, brother.
You know, or like how Macho Man beat people with a folding chair. He uses a skateboard.
Yep.
And he wears a helmet so he never gets hurt. He skates on the rings and backflips on them.
Oh, Lord. Yep.
That's horrible. There's quite a few other ones on this site, this particular post. Like I said, they have Venom, Dog the Bunny Hunter. There's Step by Step Brothers, Saved by the Shell, Lisa's Revenge.
Yep.
The
Neverending Maury.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. That would be torture, man. Who would want to watch him?
At some point, all of the just us looking at all of this, folks, is just me and Steve both just making plans and making thoughts of future studio episodes. Like, I now want to do an episode basically on the 90s talk shows. So Donahue and Jerry Springer and. No, I'm not
gonna. That would be hilarious, actually.
That would be hilarious. Well, okay. So the funny thing is, and I know you're not the biggest true crime fan, true crime TV, like Unsolved Mysteries and Forensic Files.
Oh, I know you're not Unsolved Mysteries. I mean, Robert Stack.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
William Shatner, Rescue 911.
Yeah. Well, Rescue. No, that wasn't Reno 911 was the spoof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I. What I find interesting is I grew up watching America's Most Wanted. I grew up watching Unsolved Mysteries, and then I, you know, didn't like true crime, kind of went away for a while, and then I found Forensic Files, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I love Peter Thomas's voice, and sadly he is no longer with us. He's been gone for a couple of years now. But was it 2008, 2009, somewhere between 2010 and 2014, I found, so Discovery Networks, Warner Discovery, whatever the hell they're calling themselves now, but Discovery, you know, Discovery Channel and all that, they put out a true crime channel called Investigation Discovery. And on that channel, at one point or another, they put out a series that I think only had one season called Tabloid. Guess who hosted that true crime series?
Who?
Jerry Springer. It's amazing. I mean, he's only hosting it, and most of these true crime shows, when you're hosting them, it's like, here, let me introduce this to you, and then you watch the reenactment or whatever, and then the host might, you know, if they have to go to commercial break, he might come back in kind of thing. But I'm just like, oh my God. And then there was one, is it Bad Mom? I know Bad Moms is a whole reality thing, but there was some other one where at the time, before, I think it was before she got canceled, Roseanne did one of the true crime shows as well. But yeah, no, Neverending Maury, that scares me more than the Precious's Stranger Rings. Yeah.
Strange. The Precious.
Yeah. Yeah, there are so many of these things here.
50s First Date.
Mm-hmm.
The Doonies. Sears. Doonies. What's sad is I would probably watch that.
Oh, Sears. Yeah, absolutely.
Just yeah. Because they have a show on Netflix starting soon that's about Blockbuster.
Okay.
And it takes place in the last Blockbuster store in the world.
Yep.
And there literally is one open. I think it's in Washington or Oregon or something. I wrote an article about it years ago when I worked for a tech website. And
yeah, it's in Oregon.
Yeah. But there's literally, I think at the time of that article, there were two left.
Mm-hmm.
Like one there and one in Alaska or something. And that other one closed. Yeah. So I'm cautiously interested, you could say.
Yeah.
Just because it's absurd enough.
And I mean, well, everything we've talked about in the last 26 minutes or so has been mashups of things you would never think to put together.
No.
But
it's funny.
No, it's absolutely funny and it's absolutely great. But what my point in saying that is there have been other crossovers with things that you would never, like, just never think. And most of it happens in comics.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent one for us over on the pull bag that we'll be getting to soon is Transformers Back to the Future from IDW Publishing. Now, IDW has done a ton of... They did TMNT Ghostbusters because they were the licensed comic company. They had all the licenses to these things. They did two volumes of TMNT Ghostbusters. They did Transformers Star Trek, which we covered. They did Transformers versus Terminator, which JT and I will cover at some point in the future. What else did they do? They did... So I mean, and crossovers are not unheard of and not one of the big ones they did, one of the bigger ones that they did that I believe it was my buddy Joe Reed and I did these, Batman TMNT, they had three volumes of it, 1, 2, and 3. And that was, I love, they did He-Man Thundercats.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that. So yeah, I mean, mashups and crossovers, it just depends on what the story is going to be. And it just depends on how good you can make it. And looking at some of these that we've looked at tonight, I can kind of visualize some of these coming to life if anyone wanted to do it. Of course, some of them would have to be done 30 years ago at this point, because I don't think Feeny at 95 wants to be facing dinosaurs in real life or in a film or, you know, whatever. I don't know. Could be wrong. Yeah, this is...
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And it's really fun, and it's really funny. My buddy Carter Mann, what he calls himself, the radio god Carter Mann, the former radio god Carter Mann, he actually did Carter's mashups a few times. And he's got, I'll have to see if I can find some of his, and maybe we could do an episode on the stuff that he's done. But yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be a short podcast, folks. And that's okay. Anything, any geek stuff you want to talk about here on Geekcast Radio? Anything you want to bring up? Anything you've seen recently? What have you been up to? Like, what have you been doing in the geek world, Steve?
Aside from voice acting?
Well, yes, there's that.
I've been working on I mean, my summer has been slam-packed,
yep.
You could say. So I've been messing around with different tech stuff. I've been upgrading parts of my computer. I've been messing with things around my office. Particularly, I have an old, like, it's, I don't know, a computer the size of my, like, two of my smartphone put together.
Okay. And
it's very basic, but it mm-hmm. couldn't be updated anymore. So anyways, it was too slow for Mary, for her basement workout gym that she's got.
Right.
And so I took the old computer that used to be mine and I put it down there so that we had a faster working machine down there. And Mary upgraded her laptop to a new one. And I have to say, I'm not a fan of a lot of the newer tech that comes out of the box because they omit a lot of hardware.
Okay.
Such as disk drives. And extra USB ports. So like my wife's old laptop has four USB ports on it, an HDMI and a memory card reader and a disk drive, a DVD drive.
Yeah.
So her new laptop has three USB ports.
Mm-hmm.
It has an HDMI and that's mm-hmm. it.
So let me ask you, for what she does she need three USB ports? Does she need like 4, 5, 6, 7 USB ports?
No, and this is the thing too. I can buy an external dongle for it with all of, you know, added ports and whatnot.
Right.
I have one for my Mac for work. I absolutely hate that machine with a passion. I have crashed it. I have killed the battery. I have
Jesus.
Unintentionally too, mind you.
Yeah.
It costs three or four, five times the amount of my computer.
Wow.
And my computer is far superior. My desktop and my wife's laptop, her old one. I could have done a lot of the same stuff on it and it was 11 years old. It was comparable in a lot of areas and her new laptop is even better than what I just got. And I spent $600 on it. So anyways, the Mac, it's loud, it's obnoxious. I have to have three of those dongles just, which are basically, it has four USB-C ports.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have three of those things so I can have two monitors hooked up, an external, Ethernet port. I have to have it for multiple USB ports, like standard USB ports. Mm-hmm. And because it's so close together on some of that, and it doesn't have a memory card reader either, so I've got that on one of them. So I have to have three of those stupid things just to make the machine work.
Yikes.
And just for standard stuff, like, yeah, okay, maybe I don't need two monitors, but if I needed to hook up an external monitor to it, I don't have that option unless I use one of those, or I can't use regular USB ports because it doesn't have one, or a disk drive doesn't have one. So a lot of that stuff's all external. So
yeah,
it's I cannot wait until the thing dies so I can get a PC and then I want to pick it out. But
yeah.
That being said, it's not a terrible machine. It's just I don't like it. My preferences. I have a PC that's kind of a hodgepodge of all of my old tech and new tech, and it works. It does everything I need it to. I can leave the thing. I can have hundreds of tabs open and play a game and watch Netflix, and it's still not going to crash on me. or be working on a graphic in Photoshop at the same time on multiple monitors. I have three monitors hooked up. I could hook up a fourth if I really wanted to. I do have a fourth monitor, but it went to a different machine and it's hooked up.
So the end of last year, after Karen passed, sadly, at the time, I had a 24, 27 inch. I don't even know. Was it one of the Dell monitors or whatever? And it was fine. It wasn't broken or anything. It wasn't whatever. But like, I watch all these tech YouTubers now, and I've been watching them since 2018, 2019 kind of thing. So I've kind of gotten back into the whole tech world thing. And I watch people like Marques Brownlee and Unbox Therapy, which is Lou Later, and Mr. Who's the Boss, and Michael Fisher, Mr. Mobile, and all this and everything else. And Unboxed, Lou Later at Unbox Therapy did a video on the Samsung M7 widescreen, blah, 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 whatever the Samsung M7 was. And I'm like, oh, cool. And it basically doubles as a television. You don't have to have it hooked up to your computer because it has all the smart things in it and whatever else and all that. And so I'm like, okay, cool, fine. So I bought that off of Amazon. It came. I still had the old monitor, and I figured, oh, if we ever want to do commentaries again or any kind of thing where we have to watch something, I'm like, oh, I can have the recording going on my computer on one monitor, and I can have, which isn't even hooked up to a computer at all, it's, you know, by itself, I can have the Samsung, and I can just sit here and watch it. And then I realized, I don't want to focus. I'm not a focus person where I can focus on multiple things. I need to be laser focused, like straight line laser focused. That's the kind of person I'm in. So you mentioned at least two. Now you say three. Now I'm like, what the hell? Do you need four monitors? Like, I'm saying this in the instance of you hooking them all up and using them all.
Well, I have three monitors hooked up. I do.
I know.
At work, I have, now mind you, these screens are much smaller. If I had my way and I had the money, I would have three of the same monitor.
Right.
Or I would have two larger monitors and have them mounted to the back of my desk, like so that they don't take up desk space. Yep. I have three different size monitors right now, each one going down in size. And so my oldest monitor is the only square monitor I have left. The rest of them are horizontal, 16 by 9. I have a 27-inch Asus monitor. I have a 24-inch Dell monitor. And I have a 22-inch Dell monitor. And I got both the Dell monitors, I think, for $50 collectively.
Oh, wow.
And I got the Asus used a number of years ago for $127. So it worked out. But it was a $300 monitor, and I got it used. So that being said, it's nice in the instance when I have to have things up for podcasting. I can have the notes up on one screen. I can have, you know, if we're reading a comic up on another, I can be working on site stuff on another, or graphics. Or on the off occasion, I'm playing a game on one of the monitors with the sound off. So, I mean, it comes in handy depending on what I'm doing. But most of the time, it's when I'm multitasking and working between different things, or if I'm trying to compare notes, like when I'm looking at, you know, one version of the site that I'm working on and another version, or I'm working in the back end and the front end, so I can kind of see what I'm doing on both. So it's very nice to have multiple screens to be able to kind of keep track.
Yeah, and that's great for someone who can concentrate on multiple screens. I mean, I don't mind having I have like,
oh, I'm not 14. Saying I'm that talented where I can pay attention to them all you know, simultaneously. I can't. I've learned that is a trait my wife is really good at, is multitasking, and not one that I hold. But as time has gone on, I've learned I'm not that great of a multitasker. I can focus on one thing at a time. And so as long as I have multiple of the things up that I need to get done, I get them done. If I don't, it just doesn't happen. So, as far as the tech is concerned, like I'm still working on trying to soundproof my room more. It's not, it's one of those things where money would be a nice thing. I'd like to build an enclosure around my desk.
Yeah, that would be
because
cool.
Because then I could pad it and have it better for sound and kind of treat some of that mind you, my monitor's on a shock mount, on a desk mount, on a boom arm and windscreen, pop filter, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But I need to kind of pad out a little bit more as far as soundproofing, and then I got this wicked idea for the one monitor that's a square.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking I could put like a stand behind me, and if I ever do video, I can have a live feed going to the screen of what I want to talk about, so I don't have to edit it in post.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a future idea, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
That would be cool. Yeah, my new apartment that I'm in here in Anderson, Indiana, it's very wide open. And right now, as of this recording, I do not have my 6-foot by 9-foot desk that I've had since 2010. It's in my dad's storage unit, so I have to, wait until he can bring that up here. He lives 2 hours south of me in Jeffersonville, Indiana, so at least we live in the same state. But yeah, my apartment, it's a kitchen, dining room, living room combo where the kitchen is, it's got like this, it's not a bar, but it has this open, window area where it's like, oh, you can set stuff on the counter and whatever else, and you put the table there, and then the rest of it's the living room. So I don't know how I would do like a cone of silence, build out room kind of thing for here. And every time I talk to anybody, like even now, like the air conditioner, the central air is going. And when I first moved in, I kept turning it off every time I would record. So recording for 2-3 hours or however long, how many episodes I'm doing, it's like, I'm like, oh God, I got to turn the AC back on. It's on here. And then just one day I left it on and I asked whoever it was that I asked, I said, can you hear that at all? Because I can hear it. But as long as you can't hear it and as long as it doesn't come through the microphone, I'm leaving the AC on. Oh, God. But yeah, technology and movie mashups and TV mashup memes and all that good stuff. And yeah, it's geek culture, everybody. So I guess a question for this show would be, what kind of tech stuff are the listeners using? What kind of tech stuff are they into? What kind of tech stuff do you not like? Macs are the devil, let's just say. I don't know. I remember when we started this pod, I believe it's episode 4. Episode 4 was the iPhone episode because I had an iPhone back then. And then I had a bunch of dumb phones for years. I didn't do smartphones. My last actual smartphone was a HTC Sensation. Now that smartphone, I wish I still had that damn thing today. I wish it still worked today. That smartphone had the best weather app because they had the best weather animations. Whether it was sunny, whether it was raining, thunderstorms, oh my God. I don't need to look outside to see a thunderstorm. I can just open my phone and look on my weather app. Oh my God, it's thunder and lightning outside. I'm watching this on my phone. So yeah, Apple, I like what they do, but I don't like using their products anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't. It's just not my thing anymore. It's kind of like when I was in elementary school and middle school, we had Macs all the way up until 8th grade. And then I went to high school in 9th grade and it was like, oh, now it's time for the PC world. And I'm like, but I've been using an Apple II whatever, C, E, G, S, whatever, and then Mac. How am I supposed to learn this? Oh, I've learned this PC stuff in less than a month. I'm never going back. It's just some of the... I don't know. So, yeah. Let us know what kind of tech stuff you're using. Let us know what you think about movie mashups or TV show mashups or music not Linkin Park. He's kind of gone. Like Creedence Clearwater Nickelback or something. I don't know. Like what does everyone think of mashup type stuff? And I will have a link to the Facebook group if anyone wants to. I'm about to join it myself, but if anyone wants to join the Facebook group that Steve found the pictures in, I will have a link in the show notes on the website. Anything else you want to mention before I close it out, sir?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, before I close it out, just so I don't forget to do this, we're going to go to a very, very small ad break. I'm going to come back and we'll close this latest episode of Geekcast Radio up after this. Up, out, whatever. You know what I mean, folks. We'll be back. ToyCast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the Geekcast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. ToyCast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on GeekCastRadio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to ToyCast.
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod. Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe Podcast from the universe and beyond.
Hi, my name is Dr. Andrea Littamendi, clinical psychologist.
And I'm Brian Ward, nerd, and we want to invite you to listen to our new podcast, The Arkham Sessions.
It's a podcast dedicated to the fun
and geeky
analysis of Batman the Animated Series, episode by episode.
We pay tribute to the writers and the stories of the animated series,
while also exploring the very real psychology behind Gotham's rogues.
And maybe even its heroes. All of this and more
each week
on the Arkham Sessions
at underthemaskonline.com.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music, I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
Oh, hey, I got something!
Since 2009, we have been the premier cartoon podcast here at the Geekcast Radio Network. We are Tooncast, from taking you beyond the cartoons we grew up with to seasonal saucy toon talk, and now we get the origins of toonsters everywhere as we ask guests 30 questions about their cartoon watching experiences, plus so much more. Tooncast is back. Join me, TFG and Mike, and the rest of the GCRN crew as we give you all the toon talk you will ever need, only on the GCRN. And wherever you consume your podcasts, we are beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination. We are all toons all the time here on Tooncast.
Yeah.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car, car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Yep. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
All right, we are back here on Geekcast Radio. This is episode 302. That's right, of course. What would be your one final thought or advice for this episode for people listening?
My advice? As far as tech?
Yeah, just a anything. Just a final thought kind of thing.
I don't know if I have advice per se, but definitely do your homework when you're buying tech or thinking about it. I spend an exorbitant amount of time when I'm looking to do some DIY task or do something tech related. It takes me months, sometimes as long as a year, to figure out what I want to do. And
yeah,
more so because I just need the time to settle on it. But
yeah,
like Mary's laptop, that was kind of a I need it now type thing. What was funny about it was I'd already kind of done the research. So I kind of knew what I was going for from the get-go.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Cool. Cool. My final thought would be laugh at the movie mashups. Some of them are very eye-rolly, but when you really think about it and you kind of explore what they could be, they're always funny. So find laughter where you can, folks, especially in today's world. As far as any kind of tech advice, like Steve already said, do your research. I already mentioned all the YouTubers that I watch, and I don't, like, I'm not buying, like, I watch them because I enjoy them. Like, anytime a new smartphone comes out or a new, oh my god, like, have you seen, I'll have to, Asus and who does Asus do ZenBook or somebody else ZenBook? Anyway, there's like currently two, like there's like a 16.3 inch and a 17.3 inch. There's two brand new like folding laptops that are like vying for everybody's attention now. These are PC laptops, obviously, because the ghost of Steve Jobs has not figured out how to fold a Mac in half yet with a screen. But yeah, it's just amazing. So yeah, folks, let us know what your tech stuff is. Let us know what you think about movie mashups. Thank you for listening to us here on Geekcast Radio. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. There are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content.
You can find us on any podcatcher that you like, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, whatever. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio for the network. I am at TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter, sir?
At SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Geekcast Radio, which you'll join us next time when we'll be talking about yet another geeky topic, if I can talk, which I can't. So next time around, over the next 2 weeks, or over the next 2 episodes at least, it's going to be another music-filled thing for me, because later this year, and even though it's later this year, I'm recording it now, I'm having the discussion now, I will release the episode now. My buddy Jesse W. Jackson from the podcast Set Listing Bruce, he's a big Bruce Springsteen fan. He does a Bruce Springsteen podcast where he has Bruce Springsteen fans come on and explain why they like Bruce and all that and everything else. And they have discussions and it's awesome and it's whatever. He and I are going to talk about the 40th anniversary of Daryl Hall and John Oates' 1982 album H2O. And then after that, Terry Smith from Music Talks Podcast is going to come back on the show. And we are going to be talking about Blackstone Cherries live from the Royal Albert Hall, y'all, concert that they did last year that they released this year on DVD and all that other stuff. So a couple of music episodes coming up here on Geekcast Radio as the cat starts meowing in my ear. Ow. And apparently the cat doesn't like musical episodes. Well, you don't have to listen, cat. It's okay.
Yep.
For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, unleash the geek in you.